Yes.
Hi. Hi, it's Naftali with Family First Care.
Yes. I was expecting your call. My son told me when you look at my phone, said that I missed the call and all.
Yeah, so basically the telehealth doctor is trying to reach you to finish the PCP form. It was scheduled between 1 and 3. So are you available for 15 minutes and I connect you with the telehealth doctor?
Well, he the one that was handling and all of that. I don't know. He said that I missed the call and all after you look at the phone, you know. So why not?
Yeah, no problem.
Okay,
so I'll go ahead and dial the number. Let's see if someone is going to be available to finish the appointment, okay?
Okay.
Hello.
Yes, hi. My name is Naftali with Family First Care. Yes, hi. Can you hear me?
Hello.
Yes, can you hear me?
Hello. Sorry. Allow me a moment, please. I can hear you. This is.
Yeah.
How may I help you?
Yes, hi. My name is Naftali with Family First Care. I have here a patient that had scheduled an appointment between 1 to 3. You would like to finish it if you're available.
Who is the patient?
The patient is Leon Quick, and the portal ID is 576-660.
Leon Quick, let me check. Give me a moment, please. It's too late for me. Give me a moment, please, because I.
No problem.
Family first, okay. Family first. Family first. Lord. Okay, give me a moment. I need to find him. ID number. Okay. Well, that's all. I can do this one. It's not really complicated. Okay. Is the patient on the line, or do
yes,
I need to
he
call
there.
Him?
He is there.
I'm here.
Well, thank you then.
Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. Hello, sir.
Yes. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, sir. Thank you for returning the phone call, so let's go ahead because I'm almost leaving. Okay, so give me a moment, please. I need to open this form. Okay. The first information that I need to know, sir, is how tall are you?
I'm 6'2".
And how much do you weigh?
Last time I was 210.
Any allergies? Bless you. Any allergies?
No allergy.
Do you live alone or with family?
Family. My son.
With your son? Okay, good. Are you able to walk independently or you need assistance?
I can walk.
So you don't have a walker, a cane, a wheelchair?
Yes,
none
I do
that.
Have a walker. I do have cane.
And do you use it?
Yes.
Okay. Do you wear glasses?
No, I do not wear glasses.
Thank you. All right. Do you have a personal history of drug abuse, alcohol abuse, cigarettes, nicotine?
No, I've been drug and alcohol free for I don't know. I done stopped counting. And on the last I saw, somewhere around my 25 years ago, something like that.
Okay, that's good. All right. Did you need to use diapers? Well, did you need to wear diapers, liners, pull-ups for incontinence? Okay.
But how it seems to be going lately, it may lead to that.
Okay. I mean, it's okay. It's something really normal. Okay. All right. It's okay. So I do have here your medication list. So you are taking medication for, it's for high blood pressure. Okay? Is that correct?
Go ahead. Yes.
And also for your prostate. Is that correct?
That's what they've been giving me. I haven't had a prostate problem until most of they start giving me medication for it. At the facility where I was at, I never had a prostate problem before then.
But were you peeing a lot during the night? Okay, you have surgery on your prostate. And since then, everything has been okay and working fine.
Yes, until I went to this last facility, they started giving me medication for prostate. And it has caused a problem.
All right, that's good. And what is the problem? So you are having again the same symptoms as before. That's what you're saying?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. And what are those symptoms, sir? Like peeing a lot and
yes, peeing
anything
a
that
lot.
I mentioned?
Yes, peeing a lot. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Let me write it down here. Allow me a moment, please. When did you have the surgery on your prostate?
I don't know. Might have been around about 3 years ago, something like that.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Also, I see here on your medication list for high blood pressure and cholesterol. Is that correct?
Yes.
Thank you, sir.
I'm just out of curiosity. Where are you getting these lists from? Where are you getting that list from?
I have no... Sorry, honestly, they just send it to me. I mean, I'm the doctor, and... I mean, I do not...
Ma'am, this is what I'm trying
to say
to you. I did have the old things and all, but that's not recently and all. Those, as far as in the past, they don't have my up-to-date chart of the medication and all. That's in the past. And I mentioned
that
to them. Yes, I mentioned that to them. And they still continue
to... family first or to us? Who do you...
I don't know. Who is us? Who is us?
And what best? The person who scheduled the team that scheduled the appointment.
Man, that's where the problem lies at.
Okay, so in that case, let's update it then. If you have time,
ma'am, that
I can...
is not updated. It needs to be updated.
Okay, yes, and what I said, let's update it. Like, if you have your medication at hand, I can help you out with that. If you, you know. Bless you. So let me know when you're ready so I can go in the system and update the medication, okay? I can do
that
now before I leave. Yeah, I can do that before I leave. I still have time. Okay. I'm ready. Let me know when you are.
I'm ready, ma'am.
Okay, so, I need you to tell me what's, like, the medication.
Number one.
Got it. Number one.
Genvoya.
How many milligrams?
What?
How many milligrams of that medication you are taking?
Of Genvoya? Genvoya come in a tablet, ma'am.
But yes, but you still have a dosage of that pill, like of how much you are taking.
I take one a day, one a day.
One a day, but like 5 milligrams, 10, 15,
Man,
20.
It doesn't have that on it. It don't have
okay,
no type of
okay.
milligram.
Okay, it's okay. Thank you. Okay.
Oh, have mercy.
All right, let's go ahead with the other one.
Excellent. Noble Ark and Lantus. Lantus.
Mm-hmm.
Lantus, 20 units
mm-hmm.
at night.
Mm-hmm.
Noble Ark, 10
mm-hmm.
units
mm-hmm.
before lunch.
Before lunch. 10 units before lunch.
Before every time I eat, yes. Lunch,
yes.
dinner, and supper.
Thank you. With food.
Mmm.
All right.
Oh, let me see the name.
Mm-hmm.
Aspirin.
Mm-hmm.
And what's the name of this other one? I cannot pronounce it. But
you
I
can spell
that
for me. Just can spell that for me. Don't worry.
I can spell it. ATO.
Mm-hmm.
RVAS. Astrostival.
Atorvastatin. Okay.
Yes.
Really good.
Okay. That's okay. Once a day as well.
And okay, once a day. That is for your cholesterol. So, are you taking that medication in the morning or at night? How are you taking that medication? That one. How do you? Because normally
around
is
about 9 or 10 o'clock.
In the morning or at night?
In the morning, my husband.
Actually, that medication you usually take it at night, actually, with dinner.
It should be at night?
At 12. Mm-hmm. It should be. Yes, sir.
Okay.
Normally.
I wasn't informed that. I wasn't told that, ma'am.
Oh, well, you already know. So just in case, well, tomorrow, well, you already take it today. So tomorrow, just do it at night, okay? It's okay.
Okay.
Don't worry about it. Alrighty. Good. Okay, so I have that one. Do you also have any other medication?
I take one a day vitamin.
Mm-hmm. One a day vitamin. What vitamin? Vitamin D, C, B?
It just say one a day vitamin.
Okay.
For people 65 and older.
All right. Don't worry. Okay, vitamin once a day. Okay, I have that one as well.
Oh.
Any other one?
Well, they start recommending that way that you mix with take for to help move the bowel. Curlax.
Mm-hmm. Yes?
That's it.
All right. Thank you, sir. Let me score 17. All right. Besides the surgery that you had on your prostate, have you had any other surgery, sir? Besides
no.
that one?
Just the one.
Just the one. Good.
When I was in the facility with what's the name of that place? Oh Lord, it was at 7101.
No idea, sir. I do not live in Portland.
Now
they were giving
me stuff for the prostate, and that will cause the problem. They was giving me medication. I don't know what kind it was, and I told them I never had a prostate problem until I started taking that medication.
Well, and have you talked with your doctor about that medication so they can,
yes,
you know, remove it?
I have an appointment with him on Friday. I think that's Friday. I have an appointment with him, my primary doctor.
Okay. Oh, that's good. Well, in that case, with your doctor, you just need to tell him, hey, this medication makes me feel this way.
I will. Yes, ma'am, I will. That's the reason why I made the appointment.
Yeah, that's really good then. Well, sir, with all this information, we are going to complete the form for home care services. And whenever all of this is approved, Family First Care, they will call you so you guys can move on with the next process, okay?
Okay, ma'am.
Well, it was a pleasure, sir, and have a nice one. Take care, okay?
And you do the same. Thank you.
Bye.